CannabisRadio.com. The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner. Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yeah, what the fuck's up, everybody? Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 3. New recorded version of the show. We're not doing the live shows anymore. We're recording the show now on video. The audio version, as always, is free on stonerjesus.net, iHeartRadio, all the different platforms, iTunes, CannabisRadio.com, all that shit. But now you can get the video version of the show as well. Hello, everyone. Watching the video version of the show. Speaking of the video version of the show, looks like it just froze up. The video just froze up. Let me try to fix that. There we go. Put that there. Then switch it back over there. See, already technical difficulties. Fucking 2 minutes and 12 seconds into the show. So if you're watching the video version of the show, welcome. You saw that fuck up. Hopefully you didn't fuck up the audio. No, probably didn't. The audio is free, though. Always, stonerjesus.net, all our platforms, all of our other platforms. You hear me speak? You see me speak or attempt to on video. The video is on our Patreon page, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. You get the video version of all these shows, all the chapter and verse versions of the show. Come check us out. Help us spread the truth about cannabis through comedy. Only $5 a month to get all the videos and more. You get the 420 archives, link on the website. Bunch of shit. Just go check it out. patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Of course, I'm on Twitter at stonerjesus420. You can catch me there. You can get me on email, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. We're also on Facebook. We have the Facebook page, stonerjesus420. On there, also search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook for our group for the show. Our hardcore fans hang out, Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Search Disciples of Stoner Jesus to find the group. That would be awesome of you. A lot of stuff going on. I mentioned the Patreon. That's going on. Go check it out. There's all kinds of stuff up on there. On Patreon. It's in that music. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Like I said, you can get the 420 Story archives. You can find the 420 Story on StonerJesus.net. And the archives up on Patreon. Also, the video version of the show, as I mentioned, as well as the Drunken Prank Call podcast and the archives. I'm building the Ultimate Stoner Jesus Show archive. I think I got like 140 episodes up there now between 2009 and 2012. There's almost 1,000 episodes total. Go check it out. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420 for all of that stuff. And make sure you check out the 420 Story on StonerJesus.net, those archives. On Patreon as well, this show, got a big show going on. We got a voicemail from St. Peter coming up, which is quite interesting. I heard it earlier. Also, an Antichrist update. If you don't know about the Antichrist, well, you should. It's important. There's important shit going on, important Antichrist shit going on. We'll talk about that in video. We even have it on split screen. We have the stories up on split screen. Amazing technology. So that's one of the reasons. Besides seeing how awesome I look right now with my new hat, my Cheech and Chong shirt. Another reason to get the video up on Patreon. And later in the show, an interview I've already recorded that was split screen as well up on Skype. Alyssa Starr from Sherry's Brothel. Sherry's Brothel in Nevada. Legal brothel. She's been working there a long time. Cool woman. We just went through so much to get this interview. I was sick, so we couldn't do it then. Then I had technical issues, so we couldn't do it then. Then I finally got a video recorded interview with her, and I had fucked it up, and I didn't get her audio on it. So it's just a video of me talking and you hearing me, and then she talks, and it's just silence. So an incredible amount of fuck-ups and delays on my end, but last night I finally got to talk with Alyssa Starr, Alyssa for you on Twitter. That's Alyssa with two L's, two S's, the number 4, and then Y-O-U, Alyssa for you on Twitter. You can see her on video. Go get the video version of the show up on Patreon. Of course, you hear the audio of that interview later on the show for free. Of course, as I mentioned before, Alyssa, she was live from Sherry's Brothel. If you're going out to Nevada and you want to check out a brothel, check out Sherry's Brothel. It's about an hour from Las Vegas. Tell them Stoner Jesus sent you. You walk in the door, it's the first thing you should say. Stoner Jesus sent me. See what kind of reaction you get. Maybe good, it may not. I can't guarantee any results. I'm just telling you what to do. So, apparently, last we heard from St. Peter, he left the sex commune of previous voicemails, or two previous voicemails, including the last voicemail in chapter 1, verse 2 show podcast. It was quite loud. The sex in the background was quite loud. Some background shit on this one, too. He found a phone booth, and apparently he's headed this way towards, the Stoner Jesus studio complex. He wants to get back on the show. I'm not excited about that. I'm hoping still that he will lose his way again and not make it back here, not find out where we are. I don't know if he has Google Maps or Apple Maps or whatever, or the fuck that is. Hopefully. He's headed east, though, and that's the right direction, so that's a bad sign. It's a bad sign. Anyway, here's a voicemail from St. Peter.
Hey, Jesus. It's me, St. Peter. I finally got away from the sex commune. Well, that shit was fucked up. I think I'm headed back east, which I think is a direction to where the studios are.
Yeah.
I'm hoping at least. Right now I'm inside this, there's like this phone booth. It's like a phone booth. I don't even know they still have phone booths. Jesus, but I found one. Like, most of the glass is kicked out, so it's like, you know, it's not like the greatest phone booth. I don't even know if it can still be called a booth. It's just like a metal structure with a lot of broken glass and shit and whatnot. Anyway, Jesus, I want to let you know that I'm headed back to the studio. I'm excited about getting back to the show. Dude, go away. Go away, dude. No. Here's some fucking homeless guy. Stand next to the booth. I'm on the phone, dude. I'm on the phone. Go away. Go away. God damn, this homeless guy is just fucking standing here looking at me. What are you doing, dude? He's taking his cock out, Jesus. Don't take your dick out, dude. Oh my God, he's pissing on me. He's fucking pissing in this fucking phone booth, Jesus. Get the fuck away from me, you asshole. You're fucking pissing on my leg. That's my leg you're pissing on, you dumb fucker. God damn it, Jesus, this fucking homeless guy is pissing into the booth through the broken glass on my fucking leg. Now I got a homeless guy pissing on my leg. God damn, dude, how much you been drinking? Just fucking stop. He's still fucking pissing, Jesus. Quit pissing on my leg, motherfucker. I'm going to take one of these shards of glass and stick it in your fucking throat. Then I'll have homeless piss and homeless blood on me. Get the fuck away from me, motherfucker. Get the fuck away from me.
Nice.
Jesus. God damn. Okay, he's walking away, shuffling away now. This fucking guy, man. This fucking guy is fucking starts pissing on me. He pissed on my fucking leg, Jesus. God damn it. Fuck. I forgot what I was talking about now. Fuck it. Now I'm fucking pissed off. God damn it. Fucking homeless motherfucker.
So there's the voicemail from St. Peter. The latest. Homeless guy pissing on him. No one. If you follow the show for a long time, you know St. Peter always goes on adventures. He was running for president back in 2012. He did a big tour out west. It was crazy. A couple summers after that, we sent him down to Mexico to save our former little bald Mexican intern, Kimo Suave, who had languished for 5.5 years in Mexican Astrate prison. Always, and usually in the summertime, St. Peter's off on an adventure. And, this adventure when he went out west to find himself or some shit, it has not been a disappointment. Well, I mean, not in the relative sense. Not St. Peter's always a disappointment, but this is not, has not been bad. It's not been bad at all. Anyway, Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 3. We're going to have the Antichrist update after the break. Of course, go check out our sponsors on stonerjesus.net. Click their banners. They support us, so go support them. A bunch of awesome sponsors. I'm tweeting them out on Twitter all the time as well, stonerjesus420. So go check them out. And I'll be back with the Antichrist update, and then later I'll play the video, of course, on the video, for those of you watching the video, my interview with Alyssa Starr from Sherry's Brothel. And, of course, the audio will be heard by those of you who are listening to the audio version of the show. I think you know how that works, the audio-only version of the show, and then the video version, which also has audio, incidentally. It's not just me, you know, talking and moving my mouth in silence. It's both. That's why you pay for it. Well, why you would pay to look at this, I don't know. You pay to look at Alyssa later, that's worth it. But why you'd be paying to look at me right now, I don't know. It's your thing. I do get a cool flag in the background. I got this dope new hat, my awesome glasses, and my Cheech and Chong shirt. Yeah, you should be paying for this, motherfucker. If you're listening to audio right now, goddamn it, hit pause, go to Patreon, $5 a month, all the video versions of the chapter and verse episodes of the show, which this is the third, of course. And we'll do, you know, 4, 5, 6, and we'll keep going. And it'll all be archived up here on Patreon. Go check it out. But we'll have my interview with Alyssa Starr from Sherry's Brothel a little bit later as well. I'll figure out how to play it on here, which shouldn't be too hard. I'll figure it out. I will get it done. I promise you, somehow I'll play the video, and then you have the audio as well. And it'll all work splendidly. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 3. We'll be back after these messages with the Antichrist update.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Corlore 420. Check out corlore420.com, K-O-R-L-O-R-420.com, or simply click that Corlore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Corlore. Click that Corlore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code stonerjesus10. That's all one word, stonerjesus and the number 10, for 10% off of any purchase at Corlore. No minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing. Get to extracting. Check out Corlore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll your own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out nextbardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. That's all one word, STONERJESUS, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 18 plus only. Please click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. STONERJESUS, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at NextBardo. Check them out. Another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about the Grip Clip, an awesome new sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. It's a revolutionary product that aids in the gripping of smoking devices. It's attachable. You can also hook it to your keychain. You don't want to be the one burning your fingers. You don't want to be the one dropping the roach. Make sure you check out the Grip Clip today. Click that Grip Clip banner on stonerjesus.net and pre-order your own. Get one for a friend. Customize it. Just go check it out. The Grip Clip, stonerjesus.net. Click the Grip Clip banner on stonerjesus.net. Smoke smarter, not harder, with the Grip Clip. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about Queen City Hemp. Support for the Stoner Jesus Show comes from Queen City Hemp, a full-spectrum high CBD oil with no artificial ingredients. That's what you can find there. It's available in tinctures, vapey liquids, and topical salves across the Midwest. Many retailers. Find your alternative with Queen City Hemp. For more information, including third-party test results for every batch, go to queencityhemp.com or simply click that Queen City Hemp banner on stonerjesus.net.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
Hey, this is Tommy Chong. This is Ray Dawn on the other mic.
Yes, the eldest. It was
and
awesome.
We saw, it was called Dying to Know.
It's a love story between Ram Dass and Tim Leary.
Yeah, the gay Jew and Tim.
But he wasn't gay when he was a professor. He didn't know.
Yeah, that must have been a shock to his wife.
The one time he, like, met a vagina.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having Hemptations.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yes, yes. Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 3. StonerJesus.net, CannabisRadio.com, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and all other platforms. Thank you for checking us out. Those of you listening on audio, the video version of the show, the full video version, up on Patreon, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Go check that out. Help support the show. Help us spread the truth about cannabis through comedy. Or at least something hopefully approaching comedy. Go check it out a little bit later if you have the video version. You can see my interview with Alyssa Starr from Sherry's Brothel. That'll be in the next segment. Of course, you'll hear the audio on the free version. But if you want to see the video of me talking on Skype on split screen because of amazing technology with Alyssa Starr from Sherry's Brothel in Nevada, go to Patreon and get the video version of the show. would be the dopeness of you. Now it's time for an Antichrist update. I should have played the Antichrist intro, but I didn't. Maybe next time we'll get it. For those of you who don't know, it's been we've been following this story for many years. As foretold in the scriptures long ago, an Antichrist would rise, an Antichrist with which I would have to do battle for the kingdom of heaven. You all know this. You know about the rapture and all that stuff. We identified the Antichrist in utero and have been tracking her progress. Yes, her progress. The various stories, gathering of intelligence, stuff of that nature, ever since. Of course, the Antichrist is none other than Little Northwest, a.k.a. Kim Ye Jr., a.k.a. the demon spawn of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. And at various times, we update you on what's going on with the Antichrist and her immediate circle. We pull up the split screen for this story from People.com. This is a very important story. They're all important. All of these stories about the Antichrist are very important. This one even more so. Kim Kardashian gets photobombed by husband Kanye West as she tries to take a selfie. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. Everyone knows Kim Kardashian West is the queen of selfies. Well, that's a title you want, isn't it? But even the queen gets photobombed sometimes. Kardashian West, 36, attempted to snap a photo with daughter Northwest. Antichrist. Northwest's four-legged friend Sushi, but the reality star's hubby had other things in mind. At the exact moment Kardashian West captured the photo of her and Sushi, Kanye West walked around the corner and photobombed the pair. This is a news story. You see the photo up there on the video version of the show. When you're trying to take a... And that's... like. I'm trying to take a photo, but that's a photo emoji with, and that's a sushi emoji, but you're photo bombed by your hubby. Kardashian West, 36, captioned the photo. I hate everything about this story. And if you look, it has, the screenshot they have has 1.2 million likes. The only thing I like in that picture is her kind of cleavage and her sort of outline of her tits. Back in June, Kim and Kourtney Kardashian each brought home puppies from the same litter for their daughters. A source close to Keeping Up with the Kardashians told People that Kardashian West bought the pup for North Antichrist to prepare her for the arrival of her new sibling after it was announced that Kardashian and West were planning to expand their family via surrogate. That's right. So far we have Northwest, and then we have Saint West, a.k.a. Fredo, and now we're going to have someone else. North has been asking for a puppy for a long time, the source says. Kim had thought it was a good idea for North, Antichrist, to take care of a puppy. It could prepare her for a baby sibling, too. And there, if you're watching the video version of the show, there's Sushi. God. I don't know. Here's a good story, though. It's from Daily Mail, UK. At home with Mr. and Mrs. West, Kim Kardashian shows off her chest with North's dog on her laps. Oh, it's the same story. God damn it. You wouldn't believe. It's like all the top stories. Entertainment Tonight, US Weekly, everybody covered the photobomb story. And as I point out, the best thing about that photo is her fucking chest. It's really the only redeeming quality. This next story from Hollywood Life. I'm starting to despise this segment. The joke got old a long time ago, and now it's just annoying me. So anyway, Kim Kardashian shares adorable video of grumpy Northwest Antichrist. Quote, she's just not that into me. Now you can see if you're watching the video version of the show, there's grumpy Northwest. Is Northwest Antichrist on a mean streak? The precious four-year-old daughter of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West got an attitude with her mom on July 27th, and the video is hilarious. Luckily, Kimmy had a good sense of humor about it, joking, she's just not into me. LOL! Exclamation point. Northy definitely didn't think it was funny herself. Scroll down and watch the Snapchat, and then you can click to see the videos as well. The little Kardashian lady has furrowed brow and a teeny frown when Kim asks her to repeat something she said. North walks behind a chair and covers her face. Let me just find the video. That's annoying. You describing a fucking video to me is annoying. Let me bring up the system sound here. So we can, we got to get the sound too. We got to find out what the fuck's going on. And you can see the video on the video version of the show on Patreon as well. This, ladies and gentlemen, the Antichrist.
What'd you say? All the what? Hmm. Oh, hmm. Okay. What'd you say? All the what?
That was it.
Hmm. Oh, hmm.
Wow, that was impressive. I'm sorry. I apologize to everybody at home. I thought there was going to be more to that. I thought that was going to be a big deal, but it wasn't. Much like the Antichrist update itself is just not a big deal. Let's see if we can find one more story. Still have an interview with Alyssa Starr coming up from Sherry's Brothel here on the show that I recorded last night. Northwest not embarrassed by Kim Kardashian's sexy clothing despite a report. This comes to us from GossipCop.com. This is my favorite part of this segment is the websites. They try to turn this shit into news. A new report claiming Northwest Antichrist gets embarrassed when her mom Kim Kardashian wears sexy clothing is entirely made up. Gossip Cop can exclusively debunk this claim. Quote, cover up. North is embarrassed by Kim's raunchy fashion choices. Blared a new headline on OK's website. The accompanying article says reality star's 4-year-old daughter is ashamed when her mom flaunts her body in skimpy outfits. A supposed source tells the site, quote, she's 4 and old enough to feel embarrassment when her mom shows up with her boobs exposed and her undies showing. North says it's nasty. Well, she don't like that. Wait till she sees the Ray J tape. The outlet's dubious insider goes on to allege that despite North's supposed pleas that her mom cover up, Kardashian instead tries to dress her toddler more provocatively. North has a near tantrum when Kim tries to dress her in something she doesn't like, as the magazine's questionable source. But Gossip Cop checked in with a mutual pal of ours and the reality star, who laughed off the tabloid's report before exclusively assuring us it's not true. We're told young North isn't concerned with the way her mom dresses, and the magazine's report is entirely fabricated. Unfortunately, this isn't the first time we've had to call out OK for publishing a bogus story about Kardashian's 4-year-old daughter. Gossip Cop previously busted the outlet's ridiculous report about North being in a feud with Blue Ivy, the daughter of Beyonce and Jay-Z. What? A feud? Like Tupac and Biggie? Do North and Blue Ivy need extra security in case someone rolls up with a Glock and starts firing into their SUV? They corrected the tabloid when it falsely claimed Kardashian and Kanye West are strict parents who give North, quote, very little time to play. There's no truth to either of these stories, and this latest one is equally inaccurate. My Gossip Cop going after OK Magazine. Then that's a feud. That is a feud. Oh, shit. And I would hope that the little Antichrist would know well enough that her power lies in her mother's chest. Her mother's famous for her chest and her ass and her pussy. If you want to keep riding that fucking gravy train, you ungrateful little bastard, you'll get on board. Continuing with the train analogy, you'll get on board with the titties. That story is true. It's your bread and butter. Don't knock the titties. The titties, they gave you life, I guess, if she breastfed or kept you alive. And now they will keep you in the money. Well, why am I giving you advice? Yeah, cover up, Kim Kardashian. Cover up. Just cover up. Wear a fucking burqa all the time. If that don't give me an advantage in the battle against the Antichrist, nothing will. Dry up that gravy train. Titty money. Dirty titty money. Oh, shit. So anyway, Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 3. We're going to take a break. Check out our sponsors on stonerjesus.net. They're awesome. They support us. Let's go support them. They have amazing products as well. And coming up, my interview that I recorded last night with Alyssa Starr from Sherry's Brothel, Alyssa for You, on Twitter. Get a hold over there. You can get her hold over on at sherrysbrothel.com. Google Sherry's Brothel, whatever. Go make an appointment if you're going to Nevada. It's about an hour from Las Vegas. Go check that shit out. Stern Jesus Show. My interview with Alyssa Starr from Sherry's Brothel. Coming up, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net or go to kindsoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, kindsoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about Queen City Hemp. Support for the Stoner Jesus Show comes from Queen City Hemp, a full-spectrum high CBD oil with no artificial ingredients. That's what you can find there. It's available in tinctures, vapey liquids, and topical salves across the Midwest. Many retailers. Find your alternative with Queen City Hemp. For more information, including third-party test results for every batch, go to queencityhemp.com or simply click that Queen City Hemp banner on stonerjesus.net.
Fortunate to have Michael Brewer of Brewer and Shipley. Your signature top 10 song, One Toke Over the Line. I've read a couple different versions of what the tune's origins are. What's the true story?
We were playing a little club in Kansas City. A friend stopped by with some really good hash. We stepped out back and came back in. We're tuning up in the dressing room, and Tom said, "Man, I'm really one toke over the line." And I just cracked up. I thought it was hysterical. We literally wrote that song just entertaining ourselves and to make our friends laugh.
It's time to Hemp Present, only on Cannabis Radio.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Voober vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Voober vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Voober way.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know? Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Do you want to get in on the booming cannabis industry? With New Frontier Data, we give industry insiders the power of big data analytics to help navigate this rapidly growing and changing landscape. New Frontier's tools help you make critical decisions based on the facts. Our industry analyst reports reveal the best opportunities, our custom research engagements deliver answers to the most difficult questions, and our cutting-edge big data platform, Equio, puts real-time information and answers you need right at your fingertips. Go to www.equio.io and sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
CannabisRadio.com proudly presents the newest and greatest podcast in the galaxy, The Real Dirt with Chip Baker, your insider industry connection to accurate and entertaining information about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. Rolling joints and dropping knowledge about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. The future of legal cannabis has arrived, and we want to give you The Real Dirt with Chip Baker. Look for new episodes at CannabisRadio.com, TheRealDirt.com, or subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 3. Free audio version, of course, up on stonerjesus.net and all of our other awesome platforms. Video version, including the video of my interview that's coming up with Alyssa Starr from Sherry's Brothel, my split-screen Skype interview. We get the video version, that, all these chapter and verse shows. Patreon.com/stonerjesus420. You can check out our Patreon. There's links all over stonerjesus.net. Now I'm going to attempt to load up this video and play it. It shouldn't be that big of a deal. Shouldn't be difficult at all. We'll see. Last night I interviewed Alyssa from Sherry's Brothel. Alyssa Starr. Alyssa for you on Twitter. That's Alyssa with two L's, two S's, the number 4 and Y-O-U. Alyssa for you. Check her out. Load up this video. You should be able to hear the audio at home if you're listening to the audio version. See the video if you get the video version of the show on Patreon. Load that shit up. Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show on Skype. Finally, after many delays on my end and technical issues and just all kinds of stuff, Alyssa Starr from Sherry's Brothel in Nevada. Welcome to the show, Sherry. Or Alyssa. Sherry. See, we're off to a great start already.
Right? I love it. Perfect beginning.
You mentioned earlier you guys were having some weather out there. Is everything okay?
Yeah, no, it's monsoon season in Nevada or Las Vegas area. So yeah, just like the rain comes for very fast and there's nowhere for it to go, but it's clearing up now. It's sunny out here now. So
that's awesome. So a lot of people listen to this. They may be planning the trip or thinking about a trip to Nevada. Maybe they want to check out a brothel. Obviously, there's a lot of brothels in Nevada. Why should they come to Sherry's?
Well, we have 25 beautiful women here at a time. And we have a beautiful hotel, a pool, a restaurant, pretty much anything you need right here. So you don't have to worry about driving back and forth from Vegas. And I'm here. So
the best reason of all.
Place. I've worked here for 7 years, so that says something, and I love it.
Wow.
I'm comfortable here. So.
Is that normal, like at a brothel or there at least, that someone is there for so long?
There is a high turnaround of girls, but just because the industry is kind of like picking up with porn stars and cam girls getting into everything. But there is a lot of house girls we have here that have been here for a while, so it's hard to give up something you love.
So you say you've been there 7 years. How did you get started? How did you find out about it? And take the leap to start doing it?
Well, I was working in Seattle independently, escorting, and then a friend told me about Sherry's Ranch and how it's legal and safe. So then I came out and tried it out, and it was fun, and I never looked back on the illegal part of the industry and enjoyed my time here since.
Awesome. So how'd you get started being an escort in Seattle?
I enjoy sex. I was like pretty much enjoyed it on my free time. So my friend was like, why don't you try getting paid for it? I was like, that sounds like a good idea.
Absolutely.
It worked out. And until I found out about doing it legal and more safe and in a lot more fun environment where it's legal and you can have fantasies fulfilled and it's more than just something like underground. You can actually have fun and relax, and I love it. It's a good time.
When you're in the illegal part, was the safety something that you really worried about, and did you have any problems on that front?
You know, I did have one incident, and it was enough to make me realize I need to look for other options, and the opportunity just came actually the next week around, and someone said Sherry's Ranch, and I entered my pictures, and I was here 2 weeks later.
Yeah, it seems crazy, and we've mentioned this obviously a lot of times on the show for people who are longtime listeners, the fact that stuff like marijuana is illegal, stuff like prostitution is illegal, to put people in danger for absolutely no reason,
exactly.
Especially something like escorting, something that's agreed upon between two consenting adults, why the government should be involved in it is ridiculous. And it's good to see that, at least in Nevada, that there's a lot of places popping up and a lot of places where girls can, you know, be consenting adults and do things with other consenting adults and get paid for it.
Exactly. Because when you're dealing with something that's not so regulated, there's so many outside factors and, I don't know, outside rules, and you don't know who has other people with them. And I don't know, here you can actually say, I want this, that, and the other thing. And you don't have to worry about like something happening to you, and you can actually full out live an experience and enjoy it. So yeah, I agree. It's nice. It should be regulated more.
Yeah. It just seems like a better way of doing things, but you know, who am I? Who are we? You know, people have decided that it's not the best way to do things.
Well, we see weed is being regularized now, so we'll see what's next.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, gambling's becoming normalized. Marijuana's becoming normalized. It's just, I guess, a matter of time before escorting and brothels are the same thing.
In Vegas, yeah, now that it's legal and the business is a $1 billion business, so you don't know what's next.
Absolutely. So your schedule is, if I remember correctly, you're there at Sherry's for 1 week and then you go back home for 3 weeks. Is that, how much of an adjustment is it from, you know, the week there and then getting back into, you know, quote unquote normal life?
Yeah, it is a big adjustment. I mean, you go from, working pretty much 24 hours, you have shifts, but since I'm only here a week, I like to have them while I'm here, and I'm out going Alyssa and having a good time in a bar all day. And then I go home and I'm a dance mom. So it's definitely a big difference. And I think marijuana plays a part in making sure I stay calm and collective during the whole part, my 3 weeks off.
Absolutely. So obviously you love Mary Jane. We love Mary Jane. How long have you been smoking and how'd you get started?
I got started when I was about 12 years old, pretty early. And the Rans were just smoking a joint and I tried it. It was pretty fun. I just enjoyed being relaxed, and ever since then it's something I've enjoyed and I did at home, and it's carried on throughout my adult life just to help me relax. I've never tried any drugs, so I just like my pot.
So it hasn't been a gateway to destruction or death or anything like that for you?
No. I mean, I'd rather smoke than drink, and I mean, I've never tried like any other drugs or hardcore drugs or heroin addict or anything like that, so it's kind of funny. People call it a gateway drug. Mm. It's never led me anywhere but to peaceful times.
Yeah, I mean, you seem like you're doing great. I mean, I don't think there's any argument against it.
No, I love it. I mean, I think it's a great thing. Like, people just want to relax and have a good time. They don't want to cause destruction. Yeah. And it helps my job, too.
Absolutely. I was just thinking that it just occurred to me that, you know, people would say, like, somebody starting to smoke weed at 12, and that may be kind of weird. When I was 11, they put me on Zoloft. I wish somebody would have told me, you know, you don't need this shit. Just, exactly. You know, smoke a joint and calm down.
I mean, I think even that, it messes with your brain even more. Like, and this is like something made from a plant, and yeah, it's not as addicting as they say. So
yeah, it's weird. They didn't bat an eye, just, you know, write that prescription. But if I had told someone, oh, I just smoked a joint, they would have, you know, put me in foster care.
But now times are changing. Like, when I go to the dispensary and I see how many different kinds of people are there, you'd be surprised. I'm sure you know.
No, yeah, it's incredible. You know, I've been watching the industry closely for like the last 8 years or so, and what's happened has just been mind-boggling. It's nothing we expected back then. I started writing about weed in 2009, and we didn't expect it to be anything in the near future. And now, here we are, right, 8 years later. It's crazy.
I agree. Yeah, I moved away from Washington right as they started to legalize it. So I was like, kind of started to see the industry grow from there, and then now it's in Nevada, and it's pretty awesome. I mean, it's a lucrative business, and it gives back, and why not?
Hell yeah. Nevada seems to be one of the few states that has it all, you know, has it all going now.
They say they're going to start making like smoke community areas too, because I mean, they don't want you smoking at the hotels and casinos. So that sounds like a good idea. So it gives them somewhere to go, and they don't get in trouble, and they make their money.
Absolutely. So I imagine you get a lot of new clients there at Sherry's, and I imagine nerves play a pretty big part. Like I said, last time we tried to do this interview, I would be incredibly nervous. How many guys just can't get past that? Is it a very small percentage, or is it a larger chunk of the guys that come there?
I think everyone gets a large percentage. I just actually talked to someone today that's been coming here for quite a few years, and he's like, I still get nervous every time I come in the parking lot. I'm like, I get nervous every time I come in the parking lot too. So it's like, so I think it's everyone. I mean, you're in a new place, and you're here to offer up a vulnerable part of yourself. So it's interesting, but I do my best to make everyone relax and have a good time and enjoy it.
Yeah, I imagine by this point you'd have to be an expert at calming down nervous people.
Well, I'm calming myself at the same time. Yeah, I mean, it's...
So request-wise, obviously people can come there, they can make requests. What are some of the more popular requests that people come with?
I mean, the usual half. They like to keep it vanilla, just regular intercourse and oral. They like to do a little bit of both. I think I always like to add in another girl if they want to spice it up, and they've already done this before. Or a girlfriend experience where you just take your time and relax and spend an evening with a lady is really a way to ease into everything and ease the nerves.
Is there any requests that are just, you know, that are too far out there? You've ever somebody request something, you're like, no, I just can't do that.
I mean, there sometimes people want like outrageous S&M experience where like whipping and hitting and stuff, and I'm very quiet and like, and be like, sorry, I don't want to hurt you. So stuff like that, I would offer to the person that there are people that are trained in that, and that's what they do, like, for normal, like, on the outside of here. So, yeah, I would pass that on.
So on your YouTube channel, you have Sherry's Cribs, which is basically, people remember the old show Cribs, and you go around and meet the various girls there at the brothel. How's that going, and how much have you liked it, or disliked it, as you know, how's it been going?
No, it seems like it's been a good thing going so far. It started off as like a little boring night in my room, wanting to show everybody what my room is like, and then I was like, well, why not go a little step further and show everyone else's room? And people seem to feel more comfortable in getting a good insight of what the girls are like, and they don't seem as intimidated to walk through the door, and they already know like the girl's like soft and gentle and what her personality is. So I definitely want more girls to be a part of it, and I'm glad that I'm getting such a good response so far.
Yeah, it's definitely a great idea. And like you said, it's very, you know, with the interaction you can do nowadays with the internet and stuff, I can imagine it definitely helps with the nervousness factor, because you're just walking in blind and you have no idea. But now you know these girls, you've seen them, you've heard, you know, what they're talking about and what they're like. And it seems like it's definitely a great thing.
Yeah, it's turned out good, and I can't wait for more. And it's been like a process. Like from the beginning, it was just like me like using my camera and shaking, and now I'm like getting into the editing part of it, and it's a lot of fun.
You know, the internet's an amazing thing. Absolutely. Speaking of the internet, if people want to get a hold of you at Sherry's and make an appointment and come see you, how can they do that?
I'm Alyssa at sherrysranch.com. Or they can also follow me on Twitter, Alyssa for you, which is A-L-L-I-S-S-A, the number 4 and the word you at Twitter. So it's a lot of fun. Come message me there if you want to come here and have fun.
Absolutely. That's for anybody out there listening, you're thinking about going to Nevada and thinking about going to a brothel, definitely check out Sherry's. Before we let you go, Alyssa, I do want to ask, we ask everybody who loves Mary Jane as much as we do, if I ask you about the highest you've ever been, is there a an incident that comes to mind?
I think we talked about this before, too. I think edibles are the way to go. They give you that upper body lifting experience, and just, like, remember just one time relaxing on one and laying down and, like, just floating and not caring about a thing. So, yeah, I think that's a good way to go, the edibles.
Awesome. This, thank you, Alyssa. I think everything went well this time. I think all the audio was good. Hopefully nothing went catastrophically wrong. And
hopefully the background, hopefully the thing on my side didn't mess up.
I think everything went well. I think it was good. I appreciate you coming on the show. If you want to come back and you know, promote or whatever, just let us know. We'll be here.
I'm ready anytime. Yeah. Anytime you think something would be great. I'm trying to get more girls to be interested too. So and if you have an idea for that, I can pitch to them. Just let me know.
Absolutely. And thank you for being so patient over these weeks trying to get this done.
It's like it's not meant to be, but hopefully it'll be great once it does happen.
Yes, I think we've done it. I think we've accomplished it. Thank you, Alyssa. Yeah. Have a good night.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye. Alyssa Starr from Sherry's Brothel on the Stoner Jesus Show. And there you go. Recorded that last night. And I just played it on the show, and I think it went well. Get the video version up on Patreon, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Thanks to Alyssa. Thanks to everybody who listens to the show, supports the show, stonerjesus.net. Go tell your homies, tell your hoes. Tell every motherfucker so every motherfucker knows about stonerjesus.net and the Stoner Jesus Show. You share the show. You support us. You're all awesome. It's been Chapter 1, Verse 3 of the Stoner Jesus Show. Next one will be done when I feel like it. Stay tuned to stonerjesus.net for the free audio version and go to Patreon for the video version. Peace, bitches.